You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, November the 25th. Excellent day's racing we have over at Navan for you this afternoon. We've got eight races, of course, with the highlight coming in the shape of the Troy Town, the big handicap of the day at 2:30. Not forgetting, of course, that useful Monksfield Novices Hurdle, the Grade 3 contest at 1 o'clock. But we begin with a competitive-looking maiden hurdle, in which Gordon Elliott's Defy Blur very much sets the standard here. This is a day when Gordon really always comes alive. It is one of his local tracks, and he's always had sort of two, three, four winners on the day, including, of course, that Troy Town later on, which he's farmed for the last few seasons. And this gelding by Saddlemaker ran really well on his second start over hurdles. He was obviously in too deep first time out last year in a Grade 2, but he found the company at Down Royal the other day much more to his liking, albeit he came up against a useful type in the shape of Brace Yourself. He was a little bit hampered as well at the third last, which probably knocked him a little bit out of kilter. But he started quite well on the running to get within hailing distance of the ready winner. They were well clear of the rest. It was a good race as well, time figure wise. Bats Rock, the Holy One, with fourth and third respectively. So in the context of today's race, that very much sets a standard. I didn't think this was a particularly strong race for the grade and the track. On to the 12:30, only two or three that count here, to be perfectly honest. Gypsy Island made a sparkling debut for the Peter Fye stable when winning very easily at Ballinrobe. And if she takes the hurdles at the first time of asking, this filly by Jeremy could take fairly high rank. She's very much the one to beat. But if you can get an each way bet about what you call her, I don't think you'll go too far wrong. She had a couple of nice spins in bumpers. Second to Suinda at Clonmel, of course, has gone on to win subsequently in a very good handicap at Galway. And there's nothing wrong with that maiden hurdle run at Cork the other day when chasing home Court Maid, who's subsequently gone in again for the Thomas Mullins stable. They're well clear of the rest. So she's got the experience. She stays well. She's fairly uncomplicated. I rate what you call her as a really strong each-way choice there against the obvious ones in the 12:30. On to the 1 o'clock then, and this is a very competitive race. I didn't think it was a particularly strong Grade 3 when I looked at it this morning. Dinan sets a stand. Of course, he's come here off a 5-time and he won at Cheltenham quite well the last day, but I don't think he's certainly the greatest Gordon Elliott horse to ever stepped a foot on a racetrack, and he's been very, very well placed, that's all I'm saying. But, well, once again, the one thing he has got in his favour is good ground. I certainly think the big boys will catch up with him once he gets on soft ground during the winter. Indeed, he might even miss the winter and just go straight to perhaps the Cheltenham Festival next year. But he faces a tough opponent here today in the shape of First Approach, who I was hugely taken with when he won his maiden hurdle down in Down Royal the other day. Funny enough, he actually beat one of Gordon Elliott's called Diamond Turf, and he absolutely battered him, albeit Diamond Turf didn't jump particularly well. But the one thing I did like about First Approach is that performance that day with his attitude and his jumping, he was absolutely spot on all the way through. He jumped actually like he'd already been very, very well scored. And of course, he comes from the point-to-point background, having won a point-to-point back in 2017. So his technique was obviously not under scrutiny. He just looks a very honest and likeable type that I think will definitely get better in time. And with the Nile Mead stable in good form and this track being one of his local ones, I'd expect First Approach to give Local Connections a really big spin there in that 1 o'clock. On to the 1:30 then, and probably one of my best bets on the card runs here in the shape of Warnack. This filly comes in here in grand form, having won at Nacy the day on the flat, defying a whole series of challenges in the final stage of that race. Made most of the running, but fending them off one by one, and actually won quite readily, I thought, in the end. Has now gone up to a mark of 88 on the level, so this mark of 103 over hurdles looks fairly lenient if she can translate that form. Now, her hurdle form up to date has just been average, nothing better, but there was signs of massive improvement at Fairy House early on in October when finishing fourth in a very competitive handicap. Now, if she can piece that together, that run together, with the added form, of course, that run on the flat at Nacy today, she's going to be a very formidable opponent for these to cope with. She does like left-handed stiff tracks such as Navan and Nace. Those seem to be her happy hunting ground. And, of course, she's won here before on the level. So off of Marco 103 off 10-8. I'll be flabbergasted if Warnock doesn't go very, very close there in that 1:30. On to the 2 o'clock, one of the races I'm looking forward to the most today. It's the reappearance of Paloma Blue, a horse I followed through thick and thin last season, for good and for bad. I actually went for a huge touch on this fellow in the Supreme Novices hurdle for him to ultimately finish 4th. I actually backed this horse at 50-1, so to see him finish 4th behind Somerville Boy was a bit of a kick in the nether regions. And unfortunately, he went over the top and didn't run so good in the Grade 1 at the Punchestown Festival. But he's a useful horse, this. I've always felt as though the fence is a good ground I'll see to see him at his best effect. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him this year. He could well develop into an Arca horse, particularly as trained by Henry de Bromhead, whose horses of this nature over the years have done really well in this division. So hopefully a victory today for Paloma Blue will set him off in the right direction, and he might even make Cheltenham again in March. On to the big betting race of the day, the Troy Tavern, comes up at 2:30. Having won this race 4 years on the spin, it makes no sense to look beyond Gordon Elliott here, who sends a whole host of horses to post. But of the ones that he does run here, I probably prefer Woods Well, who had a bit of an indifferent season last year. He started off really well, winning his main chase at Teferi House and following that up with a good run in a good race at Punchestown. But then the wheels rather came off a little bit. He sort of resurrected it a little bit towards the back end of the season with a good run in the big Punchestown 3-mile 6 race behind Wounded Warrior. But it was his run first time up this year, which suggests to me that maybe it might be over one or two of the issues that he had when he beat Rashan in a driving finish. Now, back in third was Manila Bow, and that form has been upheld by both of those two horses. And indeed, Manila Bow has actually been chalked up favourite here today in this race. So it just made no odds to me why Woods Well would be a 20-1 poke with most of the layers. He seems, like I say, a fairly honest and straightforward type when he gets his act together. And looking at his career record, he obviously goes well in the early part of the season. He basically tails off after Christmas. Like early on last year, he was first and second first time out. The year before, he was first and second on his first two starts. So the time to catch this lad is in the months of October, November, December, before perhaps his frailties start creeping into his game. So I think today's the time to catch him. He's got a good pilot on board in the shape of Donna Myler. And I'm certainly thinking he'll outrun his odds anyway. So Woods Well, each way choice there in the Troy Town. On to the 3 o'clock then, a big competitive handicap hurdle, Grade B. And the one I quite like here is High Sparrow from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse has been steadily improving up the ranks and ran a cracking race last time out in a very competitive hurdle at Galway, finishing 4th behind Suinda. Got a little bit caught out of its ground that day, but did catch my eye running on quite strongly late on. And that followed a good run the time before at the Listowel Festival behind Dior. He's a very consistent type, as you can see by his form figures. And I'm sure one of these races will come his way sooner rather than later. And at 5-1, he represents good each way value there. On to the final race then, the Listed Mares, cracking race on paper. Yukon Lille sets a standard, having won a listed race down in Garen last time out, off the back of a good sound pace. She quickened up really well to win quite readily in the end. And under similar conditions, she's definitely the one to beat. The danger that could develop from Bally Dunblaze from the Gordon Elliott stable as a course and distance winner, which has got a standard in good stead. She also found a really good turn of foot in the latter stages. Now, obviously, that was a slowly run race, but it doesn't mean to say that she won't handle a quick pace, because she seems to have a high cruising speed. And if you can get 8-1 about Bally Dunblaze, then I think that's probably the each-way alternative or the way to go if you didn't want to take a short price about Yukon Lil. Thanks very much, then, for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'll catch you again in midweek when we've taken a look at all the action at Dundalk, as usual. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.